2031. 10 years, almost to the day, since everything changed. I don't know if anyone's going to hear this, or if it's even real, but if you're out there listening, then, well, consider this my last record of what's left. What's left of him, what's left of us, what's left of me. I've started to lose track of time, or maybe it's slipping away from me. Half the time I feel like I'm stuck in a memory, watching everything happen all over again. The days blur together, the nights, God, the night. You see, the past few years I've been collecting everything. Every scrap of audio, every clip, every record I could find about Andrew, about what happened to him, and what's happened to me. This is my last chance to piece it all together. Maybe you've heard whispers, rumors of the strange things people say, the shadows they swear they glimpse. But Andrew, he didn't just see the shadows. He lived them. Ever since that day when we were just kids, when he hit his head, something broke inside of him. Or maybe something opened. I don't know. But I know that what came next was nothing short of hell. I thought I could let it go. That maybe he'd fade into the past like everyone does eventually. But it's like he's still here, clawing at the edges of my mind, whispering things no one else can hear. I tried ignoring it, I tried pretending that his absence would make it stop, but it only got louder. And sometimes I swear I still see him. So I'm going to lay it all out, start to finish, for anyone who cares to listen, or anyone who thinks they're brave enough to know what's really hiding in the dark. This is a collection of memories, recordings, things I've pieced together over the years of trying to understand. It's like some kind of sick archive, a record of Andrew and the spiraling nightmare we were all dragged into. If you're listening to this, take it as a warning. This isn't a story, it's a curse. A curse that started with Andrew, but it didn't end with him. And now it's too late for any of us to look away. Before all of this, I was just a kid. Jonathan Archer. Everyone called me John. Back then, I thought life was simple. School, hanging out, stupid jokes, a bit of trouble here and there. I was 16 when everything happened. 16. And I never thought I'd end up, well, like this. Now I'm 26. Just a guy locked up in his apartment with an obsession, cataloguing everything. Every file, every message, every single memory that could tell me what happened to Andrew, and maybe, just maybe, to the rest of us. But you're not here to listen to me ramble on about myself. This isn't about me, it's about Andrew and Mike, and maybe even what's left of the world we knew. I started keeping these recordings a few years after it all happened, when it became clear that things weren't just normal. So let me take you back to the very beginning, before the accident, before the whispers. Here's the first recording I have. It's just a fragment from one of those nights when we thought we could laugh off anything.
Andrew, come on, man. It's just a game. Quit staring at the trees. You're freaking us out.
I'm serious, John. I thought I saw something over there. In the woods. Just for a second. It looked like something was watching us.
Man, you're just messing with us. There's no one out here but us and the crickets.
It all seems harmless, right? Just kids scaring each other. Passing off fear as fun. But looking back, I can't shake the feeling that Andrew saw something that night. Maybe it wasn't the first time either, but it was the first time he told us. Before I wrap up for now, there's something else I found. A message left for me. One I didn't know about until years after he was gone. It was buried in an old notebook, barely legible, like he'd scratched in a frenzy before he vanished for good. Just a single line, but it stayed with me all this time. It says, "They're coming for me, but not just me." At first I thought it was just his paranoia, some delusion he scribbled down in a panic, but now I'm not so sure. Not after everything that's happened. Not after seeing what he saw. Did you hear that? I'll have to pick this up later. It's getting late and, well, maybe it's nothing. Let's leave it here for tonight. I'll be back soon. There's a lot more to tell.